Hello, everybody. It's time for another episode of Friends Interviews. My guest today is Karen Giaconda. Enjoy the show. Beep, 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 beep. Welcome to a new episode of Friend Interviews. I'm your host, Kevin Carlberg. Today, our guest is Karen Peterson Giaconda. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great.
So, Karen, I want you to describe to me now where we are and why we are here.
We're at a drive-thru place called Swenson's, which is this kind of Akron, south side of Cleveland staple. And I think it's my first time, maybe my second time here in my life.
What was your first memory as a child?
I remember having chicken pox.
Is that a snack?
No, chicken pox is like the disease.
Oh. So we're going to play a game, and this game is called...
What animal am I thinking of?
Okay, ready? Go.
Penguin.
Nope.
Antelope.
Nope.
Hippopotamus.
The answer was chipmunk. Okay, so Karen, okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. When is the maddest you have ever been at your husband?
Ooh. We got into a really bad fight about dishes one time, specifically that he was putting small plates on the top rack. That was a major one. And what?
What a jerk.
It was a jerk move, you know, because everyone knows that bowls and spoons, wait, not spoons. I guess serving spoons would go on the top rack.
And you're still with this guy?
I mean, he's learned his lesson. He's never put another plate up there.
I would certainly hope so. So now we're going to move on. And this next segment is called...
Dooch, 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 role play. Dooch, dooch, dooch.
So I'm going to choose your role and you choose my role and then we act out a scene.
Okay.
For you, I choose taxi driver. What do you choose for me?
Prostitute.
All right, we're going to begin. Hey, hey there.
Girl, get in my car.
How much you going to pay me?
The meter's running. You pay me.
I thought you were a taxi driver.
I am a taxi driver, but I'm happily married.
Well, I want to get into that car. What do you say there, sweetie?
You can get in my car if you pay.
Are you getting old?
Are you? Where are you going to take me now if you take me in?
You're slowly getting older.
Okay, that was fun. So now we're going to move on. Okay, so... We're going to do a quick little game called Rhyme That Word.
Rhyme That Word.
Bird.
Turd.
High.
Low.
That was bad. Okay, Karen, so now we're, what we're going to do is we have a segment that is called
Reenact
a Fight with,
a
your,
fight
spouse.
With your Spouse.
So I want you and TJ to think about the last time you had a real big fight, and I want you to reenact that in front of us as the studio audience. I'm going to give you a few seconds here.
We could reenact.
Okay, time to go. Go, Karen.
TJ, why are you calling me so early in the morning? It's like 5:30 Vegas time.
I love you. Our marriage is perfect.
That's about right. God, we've never had a bad fight, ever.
No. Beautiful.
This segment was brought to you by MailChimp. Send better emails.
Deliver high fives.
And the final segment today is called
Monologue,
where my guest, Karen Giaconda, will go on and have a monologue for... at least 6 minutes about a topic chosen by our live studio audience. So, we need a suggestion for a topic from our live studio audience, excluding Karen. Who would like to comment and provide a suggestion for this topic?
High school prom.
High school prom. Go.
So, my freshman year, I was really excited because I got invited to go to prom, and there were only like 10 people who got invited to go to prom, and I got invited by my boyfriend. But situation was that he was a junior and I was a freshman, and the only reason he was dating me is because his girlfriend went off to college, and
he preferred her because she would kiss him and I wouldn't kiss him.
A couple weeks before prom, he broke up with me because he wanted to go back with his old girlfriend.
Who would kiss him.
She was in college, and so we ended up going to prom together, but it was super awkward, and I was there with my sister, and she was trying to make me feel better, and I was in this really awful dress. Like, it was awful. Like, it was really lavender, and it was long, and it had this kind of, like, Ever After 1999-esque top bodice part. Anyway, afterwards, because it was my birthday, he went ahead and gave me some, like, weird teddy bear as kind of a consolation prize
for not kissing him.
Anywho, I went to, like, three other proms after that. My mom made my dresses for all of my proms, and they were all pretty nice, and they were all with the same dude. And I couldn't say that anything especially interesting happened at them, except that none of the songs were very good. And I think at the last one, at our senior prom, everyone ended up, like, holding hands and kind of, like, swaying at one point. What was that song?
Oh, Green Day song.
Yeah, yeah, it was absolutely the Green Day song.
I hope you have the time of your life.
It was that song. So that really dates me. I mean, let's hear it for 2003. Holler. I don't think that's 6 minutes, but I mean, I wish I had one of those, like, mind-blowing, like, prom experiences, but honestly, I was pretty, you know, PG.
That segment was brought to you by Squarespace. Do you have a website that you'd like to design? Well, these simple drag-and-drop tools help you to design those websites. So please check it out, squarespace.org. Always make a website and make it so good. Well, that about does it for today. Thanks a lot, Karen, for being a guest on Friend Interviews.